But Vaishnava para depends in the angle of vision that one can see. For example, for my position now is that the my god brothers and Ridananda Maharaj, he thinks now that I am making Vaishnava Parada by renouncing him. And
this is the deep position. Temporary and final. Absolute consideration and the relative. Absolute consideration with full greater value. We have obligation to our mother, father, but when the call of the Absolute will come, we have to give up that obligation, general obligation, to attend the call of the Absolute. So in the case of the Absolute call, that is also condition of the Vaishnava. Vaishnava. That is difference in their decision. In that case, if by my previous fate or fortune I have accepted one of the lower rank of Vaishnava, and I find a clash with a Vaishnava of the higher conception, and if I feel in the innermost part of my heart that however I committed my faith previously, and what I have come across now, there is far different than with our sincere conscience we may leave the first and accept the second. That is possible. So many records. Bhaktivinoda Thakur took initiation from one Bipin Goswami. In his Chaitanya Charitamrita and others, Bhashyam, his name mentioned, we find. As long as he lived, he had some respect to that gentleman. But our Guru Maharaj, when he heard that he was going to disregard Das Goswami Prabhu, that he was of a Shudra family, born of a Shudra, I am born of a Brahmin family, so I can bless him. When this expression came to the ear of our Guru Maharaj, then he abused him and asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is this? Your former Gurudev, his former Gurudev, he is saying like this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed some sorrow. And that has been his position. then there happened another thing. There was one previous Bharati Maharaj, a big body and a very capturing lecture and a discussion, Bharati Maharaj. He took initiation first from that Vipin Goswami. He had some difference from the party of Prabhupada in his home. So he thought that if I take initiation from Vipin Goswami, Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then I can oppose them successfully by my credit. He took initiation from Vipin Goswami, the Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Prabhupada's group did not care for that. That is a Sahajiya you have taken, Sahajiya Guru. Did not care. Then he found he has got no place. Then he left that Vipin Goswami and again took initiation from our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta. And he became a sannyasi preacher. So there is gradation,
Bhakti
realization, faith.
Bhakti Vivek Bharati.
First took initiation from Vipin Goswami, who was the Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But then he had to leave that and again come to our Guru Maharaj to take initiation. The power man and absolute consideration. And in absolute consideration also there may be different. So that type, power man. How intense the devotion. On the formal initiation, external practice is not the whole thing. What sort of, how intense realization? The potency, there is potency in the homeopathic globule. Sometimes lower potency is not working. Higher potency should be applied to expect the desired result. The lower potency will come to assert that I am your guru. You have first come to me and got some sort of result, but not permanent, something. It will be something like that.
Yes.
After the departure of our Guru Maharaj, he opened a separate mat and the Siddhanti joined him with this condition that as long as Bharati Maharaj will live, he was senior sannyasi, and Siddhanti was a Brahmajari, afterwards he takes to sannyas. And the condition was, who will survive, he will get hold of the whole mat. So Bharati Maharaj disappeared and Siddhanta is controlling his mind also. In Puri, Calcutta and here. And one, he purchased a house in Vrindavan, started a mat, but could not maintain, he gave it up to Tirtha Maharaj, Bhaktivedas Tirtha, who was controlling Mayapur and research in Calcutta. Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol.